We're learning Shmiras HaLashon. We're in Perek Yud, right after the gloss, the footnote from the Chofetz Chaim, the words that begin with Va'omru Chazal. Here, the Chofetz Chaim will be telling us, well, with that introduction, let's just see the words inside. Va'omru Chazal. Ein adoy mehevel piv, sheyesh boi chet, lehevel piv, shein boi chet. We saw this Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yates, when Beis brought down earlier, that there's no comparison to words of Torah, to the Hevel Piv, to the words of Torah, Sheyesh Boi Chet, that is mixed up with sin, Lehevel Piv, Shein Boi Chet, to the words of Torah that do not have any sin in those pure words of Torah. You know, it's a pirush. Let's see a pirush, and I'll say my words, my own. Even a person who once in a while says forbidden speech, derech mikra, he's not a baal lashon hara. He doesn't constantly speak lashon hara. Once in a while, he speaks lashon hara. Kimayisha biyana perek zayin. You know, we have situations where we as children, when it was time to go to school, who wants to go to school? The only time children, of course, want to go to school is when it's Erev Shabbos and it's Shabbos party. Because not the Shabbos, not the school. It's because they're getting more candy. You know, it's like when one of my children, they say to me that they're, no, not one, a few of them do it, they're hungry. So, okay, let's go to the kitchen. So I start going to the right, to the refrigerator. They start going to the left, like I mentioned in the past. What's to the left side? Left is where the candy cabinet is. So what are they hungry for? They show a lollipop. I said, no, you're not hungry for a lollipop. You want a lollipop. You're not hungry for a lollipop. No, I have to have a lollipop. So when little children don't go to school and don't learn words of Torah, it's a big tragedy. The Gemara here in Shabbos is telling us the words of Torah that they learn is so powerful. As we saw earlier in Perek Zayin, it could be even greater than the words of the Torah of the Amoraim. Because once in a while, there might be a blemish, a forbidden speech put into the words of Torah beforehand. And it's tainted now. And we don't say it's batel b'shishim. We don't say it's nullified 1 to 60. We don't say it's batel b'roiv, whether it's before the 6th hour of the day of Pesach, or Pesach, like we're learning Hilchos Pesach. He says further, we're saying that if there's other aspects of Isser in the words of Torah, it's bad. There's no comparison to pure words of Torah. If a person speaks Lashon Hara and Rechilus, how much worse is it that the Torah that he speaks, in the davening that he davens, v'vadai migereya b'zeh b'yoyiseh satfila. He ruins his davening. Shemispal achakach, that he davens afterwards. What happens to his davening? V'loitale le'mayla kol zman shulo yikabel t'shuva al zeh. His tefillah will not go up. Kol zman shulo yikabel t'shuva al zeh. Just as long if he doesn't do tshuva. If he does tshuva, his tefillah will go up. What are we saying over here? People want to say tehillim. People want to dive into Hashem. We all need siyat d'shmaya. We all need Hashem's help. So what are we going to do? We're going to dive into Hashem. You know, when they had that, the BP, the gas, right? So you see pictures of pelicans covered in this goo. And you feel bad for these creatures that Hashem created. And they couldn't fly. They couldn't flap their wings. They couldn't do anything. There was, imagine putting 10-pound bricks on each wing. The tefillah, the words of tefillah, that are preempted with words of Lashon Hara are like putting lead on the wings of the tefillah, and they can't go anywhere. They're flapping the wings. The tefillah wants to go up to Shemayim, but they can't go up. They don't affect, they don't accomplish. Unless there's tshuva first. That's why the Sfarim bring down, before a person davens, he should do tshuva. You see how important this is. Turning the page in the English edition to page 128. K'moy shekasavnu l'mayla perek zayin b'shem hazor HaKadosh. V'nucha loymar d'zeo kavanas akosim b'kehelas. We can say this is the intention of the pasuk in Koheles that says, "Re'ei es ma'aseh Elokim." Look at the creation of Hashem. Ki mi yuchal l'sakin es asher ifsayu. Who can fix that which He made crooked? Mi yuchal l'sakin es asher ifsayu. Who can fix that which He made crooked? Pirush. What does it mean? Tein einecha v'libcha al advarim Elokim. Elokim. Teinei necha, place your eyes and your heart, place close attention to the holy matters of spiritual acquisition. Al hadvarim helokim, spiritual issues. V'heim ha'hicholois ha'kdoishim v'oiris el yoinim. I could just say the words to tell you what hicholois ha'kdoishim are. I can't tell you what this means. The holy Heichalos, the radiant lights, Shenasu Ayodcha L'mayla, Dehainu Alidei HaTorah V'Mitzvah Shelecha. When the person learns Torah, when the person does mitzvahs, he's not just Chas V'Shom L'Havdil learning geometry, chemistry. He's not just learning a subject. He's not just understanding something. We are connected, just like right now. We have someone listening to the shir. He's not in front of us. He's on the computer. He's not on the computer. He's by his house through the computer listening to the shir. There are no wires. We're not a Pinocchio. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us that we affect, we cause worlds, spiritual worlds to be created. As the Nefesh HaChaim elaborates in Shar Beis, another Sharim of his Sefer, Nefesh HaChaim. When a person learns Torah, he does mitzvahs, he gives tzedakah, he holds a door for someone. He does an act of chesed, he thinks to do chesed for someone else. He creates spiritual worlds. The Chafetz Chaim is telling us, now we can understand this pasuk in Koheles. Re'ei es ma'aseh Elokim. Pay attention to the Ma'aseh Elokim. What does it mean, Ma'aseh Elokim? Ma'aseh Elokim refers to the spiritual acquisitions, the spiritual accomplishments. Ki miyucha l'sakin es asher ifsayu. Who can fix that which a person made crooked? This refers to the Torah and the mitzvah shelacha. Sheyunasim begeder hashleimus. B'chol ha'achonos ha'nisrachos hazeh. They should be done, all the mitzvahs that the Torah person learns and does, they should be done properly, with all the proper preparations, the ha'achonos. And with the proper clean utensils. What does it mean, clean utensils? With the proper mouth. Imagine the hand steals money. That same hand that steals the money in the shul, he raises the hand, you know, because now he's bidding. So I have to show everybody, you know, not to say when a person is bidding to raise that this is the hand. But imagine that same person in the mashal that says, yeah, I'll give $2,000 to the aliyah. Someone says $2,100. $2,500. And with the same hand that steals. What kind of mitzvah is that? That's what we're talking about over here. Who can fix that which he made crooked? Pirush im tekal kileim chas shalom. If a person will ruin the kliumnus, the kalim, the utensils that Hashem has given a person to do mitzvahs with, to learn Torah, yisharu liyoyin pegumim umekukalim. They will remain blemished and destroyed and ruined. Very scary, powerful words. The Chofetz Chaim is telling us when a person does mitzvahs in a blemished way because they were preempted, preceded by diburim asurim, forbidden speech, the mitzvah that was done will be forever and ever, netzach nitzachim, ruined. When a person will be reminded that his laziness is what caused an improper mitzvah. It's not like spiritual acquisitions and spiritual accomplishments. It's not like doing things here in this world. If one person makes a mistake, the professional will be able to fix it. There was once I was going to shul on Shabbos once, and the firemen came, not to my house, to my neighbor's house, a few houses down. He had this type of sports car, and he wanted to give it an oil change. He got his finger stuck somewhere in the, I don't know where, what. So they had to first pick up the car. They were bringing out big wooden blocks to elevate the car, and then to be able to pull him out somehow with his finger still, you know, everything attached. So here you have an Uman. Well, he thought it was an Uman. He thought he was able to fix his car. He made a mistake, but the people came along to fix it. In Olam Hazeh, you could have something like that. You could have people fixing the mistake. This line is the key to the whole entire passage of today. Not so when we're discussing the purpose of creation. This is the goal here. We all have to focus on the main point in life. The finish line. The goal is Olam Haba, the world to come. We use this Olam Hazeh to get to Olam Haba. That's the Tachlis Hanirtze. Everything else is just to help us to get there. It's an aid to enable us to get to Olam Haba. K'maymer HaTana Ba'avos in Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, the Tana tells us, Im Ein Anili, if I'm not for myself, Mili, who will be for me? If I don't pick myself up and watch what I say and do the mitzvahs properly and come to learn and come to do mitzvahs b'shleimus, who will do it? Mili, who will do these mitzvahs for me? Does the person say, oh, that looks like a great steak sandwich? Does he eye it? If he just eyes it, he's not going to eat it. He won't taste it. He makes the bracha. He eats it. He enjoys it. Ki miyuchal. Who is able to lesaken asher ifsoi? Who is able to fix that which he made crooked? If not for the person doing tshuva, of course. Ein davar oy mifnei tshuva. I always constantly, as the Chofetz Chaim himself, he himself said this on the previous page of my edition, on the bottom of 126, by us. When I said by us, and those who have the English one, he says, "V'loy tale lemaylo kol zman shelo yikabel teshuva al zeh." If a person doesn't do tshuva, but if a person does tshuva, different story. I constantly have to reiterate, and it's extremely important because we know that the yitzhahar of speech is very, very powerful. So a person will feel, oh, you know, I made a mistake, I fell, I spoke lashon hara. Maybe I won't be able to do it better. And sometimes a person will be misrashel. It's like anything in life, whether it's a diet, whether it's an exercise schedule, whether it's a learning schedule. If a person feels, I will accomplish, and then day one he accomplishes, but day two doesn't work out. Day three also doesn't work out. Day four, he already forgot about his schedule. That's the Yitzhahara. If day 4 and 5 and 6, he still didn't pick himself up, and he'll start anew. The Yetzirah will say, listen, you can't accomplish and finish. Ein davar oimid b'fnei tshuva. Nothing stands in the way of tshuva. Nothing. He says in the Haggah, he says in the gloss over here, he says, Inami, another way of understanding this pasuk, re'es ma'aseh lakim, see the actions, the creations of Hashem, ki miyuchal l'sakin sasha isoy, who can fix that which was made broken? Kepshutoy, can understand it simple. Asiyas heicholes hakdushav ha'malachim, shakosh baruch hu oyseh machmas ha'toyer v'mitzvahis, shemekaymen Yisrael b'zeh ha'ilam. You can understand on a basic level that this refers to the Torah and the mitzvahs that the Jewish people learn . This gives the existence to the world. Imagine there's a room a person is put into, and there's a big red button. And every time he pushes that red button, he gives himself oxygen. He's able to breathe clearly. His lungs are clear. Every time he presses that black button, he inhales, you know, that 18-wheel, that exhaust. Who's going to press the black button? Nobody. You press the green button. We'll call it green. Green is better for this generation we live in, right? Press the green button. Okay, red is not, you know. So he keeps on pressing the green button and presses it. No matter what a person's occupation, his mind has to always be, when can I go back to learn Torah? That's what a person's mindset has to be. We're always involved. We live in a physical world. But as I heard from Reb Revda Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, who said over from, I think, Reb Zundel Misalant, who said over, I think, from the Vilna Gaon, a person's mindset has to be, when will I be able to go back to learn Torah? And when he has those free minutes, and he will organize his daily schedule, the tachlis haneris of the purpose of why we are here in this world, for creation. We are here to learn Torah. Let's finish this paragraph here, which concludes the parak yud as well. He says as follows: Hayoyts mi kol devareinu, what comes out from all of our words, shayidei shmiras haloshin kedin, that through a person properly guarding his mouth, zoyche ha'odom likadesh eskoyech hadibur shaloi, a person merits to sanctify his speech. V'oz teirosoi usfilosoi yiskablu lemaila. Then, step number one, a person has proper speech. Step number two, he will merit that his Torah and his tefillah, the words of Torah that he learns, and the davening that he davens to Hashem, yiskablu lemaila, will be accepted up in Shemayim. Those wings will be light like feathers and be able to fly up to Shemayim. They won't be leaded. They won't be weighed down with bricks on each side. I want to share with you, in conclusion for today, that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he writes in the Sefer Emes LeYaakov on Shulchan Aruch, that the Chavetz Chaim, that he was mekadesh his mouth, his peh tohar, his holy mouth, peh kodesh, to such a madrega that he writes, says Rav Yaakov Zatzal, that when the Chavetz Chaim in his Mishnah Brura, which we just learned in the beginning of the day, the Chavetz Chaim in his Mishnah Brura, one can medayik in his words like a rishon. He elevated himself to such a madrega. I hope I'm not misquoting. I believe this is what I saw. I have it written down. I have the copy upstairs. That the words that the Chavetz Chaim wrote in his Mishnah Brura, you can medayik in his words to such a madrega because he merited this chus because of Shmir Saloshin. That's why we see the continuously plugging, pushing again and again. We have to realize the focus on Shmir Saloshin. Shmiras Lashon is the key. Because if a person's working for everything, imagine that feeling. He puts the card, the ATM in the machine, the spiritual one now. I'm not talking about the physical ones. In the spiritual machine, he puts in his code, and he checks the balance, and we gave the mashal in the past, and it comes up empty. So of course, the initial response is, oh, it must be a mistake. So he pulls the card out, puts it in again, puts in his code, and chas v'shalom, chalila v'chas, it should happen the second time and the third, because a person lived his life always speaking Lashon Hara. We'll stop here for today.